Okay, we're on Lamed Dalet on the base, the very last line. Vayashuvu mitu ha'aretz. So it's continuing with the Chetam Araglin. So they returned. Vayelchu vayabo. The Torah says they went and they came back. So Omar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shim ben Yochai Maki shalich haloicha lebiya. Ma biya beitzorah halicha beitzorah. Just like when they came back with a bad report. When they went, they already had intention to do that. So they asked, Rashi says, not like that. Rashi says this also. But it says, Kula manoshim shemalamet shebaoso shok sherim hayu. So the Chasam Sofer says, Poshet, there were three stages. When Moshe chose them, they were kosher. By the time they actually went, they already became Rishoyim, and that's what we learn from when they came back to when they went. The others say, the Bali Musar say, the Biruchim, that they were taka kosher when they went. But it was like wine that sours, ferments. It doesn't ferment all of a sudden. There was the bacteria was already there to begin with. So when they came back, they already showed that the bacteria had been there to begin with. They were still kosher when they went. But the mice, it showed that the seeds of fermentation already were in the process. Didn't make them not sharon. But once that they came out and did what was wrong, you know that the process started right from when they went. Rashiva yelchu vayavo lo garsinon. El vayelchu yiserahu. Kigong dechsiv la'el. Vayashuvu lo havila the namer el vayavo el Moshe. Well, you have to say again vayelchu. We know they went. They came back, they already went. When they went already, they had a kavana to be motzi diba. Right, first they praised the land, and then they said, "But the ma'isa, it's impossible to conquer." Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Koloshin Horash, Ein Bo Dover Emes, Betchiloso, Ein Meskayim Besofo. That even the good things they said was with bad kavana, because any lashon hara, if you don't say something true to begin with, so people know it's a lie. But if you say something true to begin with and then you say a lie, so people say that the first part was true, and so the second part is true too. Einu miskayim Rashi shemachzikin also on hashom in kibadoyim, because if you say only lies, people say there's a lie. He convinced them with words to listen to him. Posach Yoshua the Komishtai, Amrilei Dein Rosh Ktia Yimalil. Right, so Kolev saw the following. Yoshua started to speak. And they said, this cut-off head guy, meaning he has no children, and he has no stake in Eretz Yisrael for his children, so what does he care what happens? So he should speak. Omar, so Kalev said, if I start speaking, they're going to say something to push me down too. They don't want to hear anything good. Imishtoina Amri B. Milso V'chasminli. They'll cut me off too. Omar Lohan, so therefore he fooled them. He enticed them to listen to him. Omer lohem v'chizu bilvad osalonim ben amram, as if to be together with the Meraglim. You think that's all he did for us? Right, savri b'gnuse komishtoi. So everybody thought he's going to say more negative. So if they say negative, we'll listen. Ishtikus, they kept quiet. Omer lohu hotzionim mitzrayim v'korolono sayon v'chilono samon imyomer asu sulamos v'alvu rakia lo nishmalo olo nala v'yorashnu also. So then he ended. He said that's all that Moshe did. And then he, went to explain what Moshe did for them. He said, Moshe says to build ladders to what's it called, and climb into Shemayim, and we can do that too.
How do we know that Yeshua had no children?
What? Because it says, Nun Dino in Divrei Yomim. After that, doesn't say anybody else. Yeshua, what's it called? Nun, and then after Yeshua, doesn't say any children. Okay. Vayash Yitzhaki El Moshe. Shiskon. It could be at that time he didn't have children. After that he married Rachel. There could be had children after that. But at this point not. Vayas Shiskon. He kept them quiet. El Moshe, Bidvorim Shehiskul Adabra Moshe. By saying things in the beginning that seemed to be against Moshe, by Yusvurim Shebignusa Rotzel Sapir. She Hesisom Bidvorim, Kinafarish Va'ozel. Dechazi kolev Yoshua shirotzel adaber v'shiskua benazifa. They quiet him down. They told him to keep quiet. For Amrulo Rosh Hakatua Yadaver Misha Rosho Katua, guy whose head's cut off. Shein lo bonim, he has no children. Liko Chelik Baoritz, who Yadaver Fonenu? Well, you don't have a big stake in Eretz Yisrael, so you can talk. It's no big deal to you. The Chosmin Li Mishaskinosi. So they're going to do the same thing to me. They're going to find some other reason to keep me quiet. Olo Nala Afl Shomayim Mitzav Olei. If Moshe Rabbeinu says to go with ladders to Shomayim, we should listen to him too. V'anoshim Asher Olo Imu Omru Lo Nuchal. Omer of Chanina Bar Papa Dover Godel Dibru Meraglim Vosashua. They said something really greatly terrible. What was it? Ki Chozak Hu Mimenu. The word Mimenu can mean from us or from him. Mimenu, right? Al Tikri Mimenu. Don't read it with the meaning Mimenu from Al Tikri. What's it called? Ki Godel Hu Mimenu from us. They're stronger even than the Rabbanu Shalom. Even he can't get them out of there. And we explained that there weren't children to think such a thing, but they thought that the Rabbanu Shalom relinquished his control by giving everything over into the hands of nature, and therefore the Rabbanu Shalom tied his own hands, and naturally it's impossible to get them out of there. Al Tikri Lo Garcinan. Shein ha meforish kriya, ein hefresh kriya be mimenu hanemra al yochid shemedabrim alav, from us mimenu the mimenu shel rabim sheomrim al asman. Right, mimenu can mean from us or mimenu can mean from him. And there's no difference in how you read it, so it's not an al tikri. It just means don't be meforish it like this, be meforish it like that. Einu yochel al tzikelav im hifkidam sham. If you put him there, he even can't get him out. Balabayis Adon Ha'olam means the Rabbanu Shalom. Eretz Ocheles Yoshveh, they came back and they said it's a land that eats up its inhabitants. Dorash Rava, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Cheshavti Eletova. I meant it for good that these people were dying. Vehem Choshvu L'Ro, and they took it for bad. Ani Cheshavti Eletova, Dechol Hecha Dematu Ames. Wherever they went, people died. Chashiva Didhu, Ki Hechi Dinitridu, I did it for their good because they should be busy burying their dead and not pay attention to the Meraglim. Right? Some say that they didn't make people die, but an Iyuv, who was the Godel Hador there, died, and everybody was busy with the Levaya. So they're all being masked with Iyuv. They took it for the bad, that the people, everybody's dying there. Right, the Meraglim were liars. You can see from here. We consider ourselves like grasshoppers. Lachi, they could say that. But we also appear to them like grasshoppers. How do they know that? Why they appear to them? The Lohi, but it's not true. From here, they were liars, but you can't learn it from here. Ki havi michte avele tusei arze, right? They used to feed the avelim. According to the Mandiomer, that a lot of people were dying, so they had to feed them the avelim. So when they did it under cedar trees. Havi mavri the chichazinu solku yasti beiloni. When they saw the people coming, the giants coming, they climbed up a tree, the meraglim. Shami dekamri kechazinu inchi the domel kamsi beilni. And they heard the giant saying, hey, they're people who look like ants in the trees. So they could say, they weren't lying, they heard, that they said, in their eyes, we were like ants. So that's why they said ants, and the Torah says, chagovim. Then what's it called? They were like grasshoppers, right? But in any case, what's it called? It means they're small things. Anicha shavti Rashi l'tova sherisi Elohem kocheles yoshveha shemesim botader. I meant it for the good that the people were dying, right? Shochiv iuv shelo togin zechuso aleim. The iuv died, nor that the zechus shouldn't protect them. V'ayu dekomer kolev sar tzilo mealeim. Their shadow, which protects them, is gone because iuv died. Hochi garsina velohi ki avi mavri aveli tusi arzi havis mavri. They used to give the Sudas Havra to the Avelim under these cedar trees. This was not one of the lies they said. Right? Veloyo nirim bohem shakronim. The inhu shan inu lemorayim. They heard the giant saying shakorin osam chagovim. They were calling them grasshoppers. The chihavi omorayim mavrim esavelehem. Kishechozer min akever. Kida omer leel. The cholhecha. The motu. Shachiv shachiv chashiva minayu. Umavrim leevil seuda lenachamo to say arze. Havi mavrilahu. So they used to feed. They give the seuda savra. The meal for the Avelim under these trees, with the Chazino when the Hamiraim Lamo Bifneim, when the Meraglim saw the giants coming, right? They were out hiding behind the trees. Sokav Yashvilon, they climbed the trees, right? And they heard the giant saying, "There's people who look like ants, or ants that look like people in the trees." Batisa Koloedav Itnu is Kolam Vayivku Omer Rabba Omer Biyochanan also Hayom Erev Tisha B'av Haya. Right, the Gemara in Tainus tells me how I know it was Erev Tisha B'Av, right, and it works out that when they came back, it was the 8th of Av, and that night, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hein Bochu B'Chiyah Shel Chinam, that night they cried for nothing, V'Ani Ekbaleh B'Chiyah L'Doros, so I will make them cry for Doros. And another Nedr says, B'Chiyah Shel Chiyah Shel Mamash, meaning that they had the potential to cry. Crying is a tremendous potential. They wasted it. So I'll give them something to cry where they can use the crying in a positive way to Mesakin. They wanted to stone them. They only wanted to stone Moshe and Aaron. They wanted to stone the Rabbanu Shalom too. Right? Kvod Hashem. Lirgom osom bavonim ukvod Hashem. And the Rabbanu Shalom too. The Zorkum Klapi Ma'ala Rashi, Lirgam Osam, the Koinom Yakovod Hashem. The Lirgam Osam is you read together with the next words of Kvod Hashem. Vayamusa Anoshim Otsia Diva Sa'or, it's Rav Magefa, Amr Rav Shimon Ben Lokish, Shemesu Misa Mishuna. They died a very unusual death. Amr Rav Chanina Bar Papa Dorish Rav Shiva Ishkvar Tamarta, Melamich Nishrabe Vishalman, their tongues became long. The Nofal Tiburon, they went and they became so long they hung down to their belly button. Vahavu Toloyim Yotzos from the Shonim and worms came out of their tongue. Vinichnosos b'tiburim and went into their belly button. Umitiburim, then the words came out of their belly button, Vinichnosos, went back to their tongue, and that's how they died. So no, they died with a whooping cough. They choked to death. Rashi. B'magefa, midlo karina b'magefa, mashma b'myuchedes, right, magefa roa, ru'u yolohem b'mida k'negemida, some very terrible plague. Ba'askara mesu, shehi bo'a loshen hara, askara comes, it's a choking disease, you can't breathe. Tamrinum memavlikin, says mida k'negemida, just you talk the wrong thing, now you're not going to be able to get a word out, and you'll choke to death. The Kivin Shaul, and now we're going back to the Yarden. Kivin Shaul, Achron, Shvisom, and Yarden, Chosur Maim Lekoman. Shneamra Vayibalos, Akohanim, Nosei Orem Bris Hashem, Mitocha Yarden, Nitku Kapos Ragle, Akohanim, El Acharova, Vyashuva Me Ayarden Koman, Vayelchu Kidmosu Shom, Al Kol Gedosov. So it's a possible. When the Kohanim took their feet out of the Yarden, then the waters came back. Nimtza Orem Venosov, the Kohanim, Mitzarecha, Vyisom, Mitzarecha. What happened was, the Kohanim didn't cross the Yarden. They took a step back out of the Yarden on the east side, and then the waters went back. So now the Kohanim were on one side, and the waters separated them from Klal Yisrael, who had already passed over to the other side. Right, Mitzad Acher. Nosa Arnes, no. One second. So the Gemara says, so how did they get over? So how did the Kohanim get over? Now the water was back to where it was. So how did they get over to the other side of the Yarden? Nosa Arnes, no. So the Aron carried them over the water. Because they all saw that the Aron carried the people who were carrying it, that's why later on when David HaMelech brought the Aron, right, and Uzzah touched it in order to support it, that's why he was punished. And Amar Vayavo Ad Gorim Kidon Vayishlach Uzzah Es Yodo Lechos Es Aron Omer Lakadosh Baruch Hu Uzzah Nosav Nosa Nosa Atzmalok Oshkein. What are you trying to support the Aron? What's it called? It carries the people who carry it. You can't carry itself.
Rashi.
What?
It's
was a reflex. He saw the iron ball and he has to start thinking about the...
So people can't function with reflexes.
That's what Sefer Torah is ready to fall. We're not going to grab it.
Yeah, but that was the mistake. He should have realized that this is not what's it called, a regular Sefer Torah or whatever. That's why it says. If he had never seen that it carried the people who carried it, it's one thing. But it was well known that the Aron could carry the people who carry it. So you doubt that. So it's not the Torah.
Years later.
What? Yeah, but it was well known in Klal Yisrael. This is what the Aron.
369 years of Shiloh.
Yeah, I'm saying, but they never saw the Aron except under what's it called, rare times, and they knew that the Aron had that power. V'yom sha'ala bo sefer debraisa l'elhi ela aidi detona bo mikanato mechashiv le'eshko makat le'parshas meraglim. Why did it interrupt with the whole meraglim? Because we got off on a tangent speaking about how heavy the eshkol was, so we finished speaking about the meraglim. Now we're going back to the Yarden. Shavu hamayim limkomam shakohanim ondum limkomam ad sha'avru kola'am. The kohanim stood in the Yarden until everybody passed over. Sha'avru nitku kapos ragle kohanim elecharova. The nimshu lachoreim psia achas nimtso kohanim itzadze. What happened was, when everybody passed over, the kohanim backed up one step, got out of the Yarden on the east side, and the water came back. The afagav dahu krod vehi kasher tam kola'am lavor kodim. The mashma, the high nisku ragle kohanim be'ever asheni. See, even though the pasuk shot is mashma that when the kohanim crossed over and they came out of the Yarden on the west side, lo havi hachi. That's not what it was. Ela ein muktam mu'ucher. Right, this pasuk really was later. The e kesidron ksiv hanafki lumen ayarden. The ksiv ayaver aron hashem vakohanim neha'am. The ha'am alu. The kivin the aron vakohanim alu va'avru achareim ad shebol ifneim harayotzum in ayarden. Right, my suit the Kamar of Yisav Yoshua Sakohanim Lamor Alumina Yardin, the Khara they already gone off the Yardin. Ella ain't Muktumukher. Must be that Pasuk that says that they went out, it wasn't until later on. The high Alumina Yardin to Kamarlahu Hachi Kamarlahu. Silku Raglechim Lachorechim. He didn't mean go over the Yardin. He meant go back, get out of the Yardin, back to the side where you came from. The olden be'evra mizrachi, they were on this east side. Uksi basrei nitku kapos ragle kohanim elecharava v'yashuvu mehayardim makomam. Then the Yarden came back, and the kohanim were there on the east side, and everybody else already was on the west side. And how did the kohanim get over if the water was there? They floated over with the aron, carried them over. Nosa arnes no. So the over v'hainu kro kamo d'chsiva yikashir tam kolaom lavor v'yavor aron Hashem. When everybody passed over and the water came back, then the kohanim went over the water. V'yicharaf Hashem be'uza v'yakeyu shom al hashal. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lezer, Chad Amral Iske Sholo. He made a mistake to touch the Aron, and that was deadly. Right? You don't touch the Aron. The Chad Amar Shosu Tzrocha Befonav. No, he had another Adera that he defecated in front of the Aron. Vayomer Shomim Aron Elokim. Rabbi Yochanan Zuzu Bolo Olam Abba. He didn't lose his Chelik in Olam Haba. Shenemer Im Aron Elokim. Ma Aron the Olam Kaim Afuzu Bolo Olam Abba. Just like the Aron is eternal. Never was destroyed, it was only hidden away. So to Uzzah will go to Olam Haba.
How can he do Tzrocha Befonav?
What?
How can he do it? That's a disgrace.
No, he didn't do it on purpose. He had to go, and he didn't realize.
What?
What?
In front of the yard, in front of everybody.
Mustama, not right in front of it. Mustama, what's it called? Within seeing of the yard. He didn't bother to go somewhere else, what's it called, where there was a mechitza between him and the Aron or whatever. Vayichar David Asher Poretz Hashem Poretz Be'uzo Amr Velozer Shnishtanu Ponav Kecharora. Vayichar LeDavid means his face turned black like a cookie cooked in charcoal. Elamiatikol Hechad Asi Vayichar Hachinami. Vayichar usually means he got angry. Hasam Ksi Vayichar Af. When it says Vayichar Af, it means anger. Hachaloksiva vayichar by itself means his face turned black. Doresh Rovin Neimanenish David Neishikor LeDivrei Torah Miros. Why was David punished that he was part of all of this? That he got punished, that Uzzah got punished when he brought back the Aron, ruined the whole effect of bringing back the Aron, because he called the Torah Miros. Shenemar Miros Halichukechu Veis Megurai. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Divrei Torah Shekosu Vehem Atoi Veinecha Bo Veinenu. After Korin Osun Dmiras Torah, you have to really learn, otherwise you'll lose it. If you don't constantly learn it and review it, you'll lose it. And you're calling it Zmira, something stop a person sings. Even though the Torah calls itself a Shira, we will always explain the difference between Shira and Zimra. And the Marsha explains in other places that the Torah calls itself Zmiros. What's it called? But here, Zmiros Hayilu Chukecha, what was seemed to be to give the impression that it wasn't something you had to really put a lot of effort into. So Hareini Machshilcha B'Dover Shafilu Tinoko Shabes Rabin Yodim. Now you think the Torah is Zmiros, I'm going to make you forget something even little children know. They didn't give any wagons to Bnei Kohos because they had to carry the Oren on their shoulders. And he carried it on a wagon. Right, when they brought the Oren back by Beishemesh, ki ro ba'oron mishum derov vayach, just because they looked at the Oren, they're going to get killed. They didn't stop working and I was covered for the Aron. They were reaping their tvua, right? And at the same time, they were to call mishtachave to the Aron. So it was a bizoyim that they were being osik in their own tzrachim at the time they should have been giving cover to the Aron. The chad omar mileg nomi omar. They also said something that for that they were chayiv me. So what did they say? Man amor chadam royis, man osa aloch difayis. They said to the Aron, in a very unrespectful way, who got you angry to begin with that you were taken away by the plishtim, and who made up, who was Matthias you now that you came back? So they talked to the Aron in a very disrespectful way. Because of that, they were punished. See Rashi. Aliske shalosh shoga shoga glechos, but you made a mistake to touch the Aron, and that was deadly. Shasa tzrochav v'shal loshen ki yishal zizecha, something that drops off. Vishilyosa, right, the child that's dropped out of the womb. Dover hamutl mimalamata, something that's thrown from above to below. Ha'oran kaim la'olam, shahari nignas. The Oran was never destroyed, it was only hidden away. Kedomra yuma, shigonza yoshiyahu. Charora uge sha'ofen al peyakicholim. His face became black like a cookie you cook on the coals. Nenash David, shemes uz al yodo. The onus of David was that because of what he did, right, somebody died. That's also an onish. Zmiras hayulichu kecha beveis migurai kshayisi boreach mipnei oivai v'orgur mipneihem hayisi mishtasheya v'chu kecha v'hayuli lizmiros l'shasheni. The Torah was like a song to keep my spirits up. Hatoy if loshon kofa v'kofalta mitzkarim v'teyuv. Right, shim tachpelei necho listom ayin behesech hadas mistakel ben David veinenu. That what's it called? That if you take your eyes off the Torah for a minute, you're going to forget it. So it's something you have to really put in effort, not a song. Lo nosen agolos Moshe lebnei kohos l'fishiyesh aleihem losis b'kosi. The kohos couldn't use the wagons because they had to carry the aron on their shoulders. Ki lo hayu mimunim ela al divrei kedushas aron v'ashulchan v'amenoro mizbeach hazov v'yach b'anshe b'shemesh lo b'hach hakoh de David k'siv. When they brought the Aron back from the Plishtim, it's a different Maisa. But since it's talking about the Aron, it's said about this Maisa too. Just because they looked at the Aron, that's why they got killed. They didn't stop working to mechabed. Therefore it says when a person makes a bracha or whatever, he's davening, he shouldn't be doing something else, doing working at the same time. The high row loshim bezoyim. Row over doesn't mean they saw. It means that they treated it with disrespect. Kamal tiruni shani shecharchores. May aman mamorecha de Marius mihi chisecho. So they said to the Aron in a very disrespectful way, who got you angry to begin with? Kishiko asta v'lo hitzaltes atzmecho min hashvi, and you let yourself be captured by the plishtim. The atom, even if I say chok, shnis bayasto lova meilecha. Now, why all of a sudden you got okay? What's it called? You were appeased, and now you came back. What happened? Why didn't you prevent yourself from being, you're such a big Aaron, right? So Kaddish, why didn't you prevent yourself from being captured to begin with? So because they spoke with such disrespect, that's why they were killed.
That's a good question. That's a good question. That's a good question.